Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. On this St. Patrick's Day, President Biden welcomed Ireland's Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to the White House. Both men talked about the need for more help in Gaza, where more than a million people face famine as food, water, and medicine remain scarce amid Israel's war with Hamas. President Biden.
The Taoiseach and I agree about the urgent need to increase humanitarian aid in Gaza and get the ceasefire deal.
Ireland's been an ardent supporter of the Palestinians in Gaza. Varadkar says the Irish, quote, see our history in their eyes, a story of displacement, dispossession, forced emigration, discrimination, and now hunger. Talks are scheduled to resume this week on a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in South Korea to kick off the third Summit for Democracy. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports this year, more than 60 countries, home to more than half the world's population, are holding elections.
The three-day summit brings together participants from government, business, and civil society. They'll discuss improving governance, human rights, and fighting corruption. South Korea is the first nation after the U.S. to host the summit on its own. President Yoon Suk-yeol will lead a session that looks at how technology and disinformation are undermining elections. Some critics questioned how the U.S. chose invitees to previous summits when it excluded some democracies such as Singapore and Thailand. Nearly 40% of the 120 participants declined to endorse the joint declaration produced at last year's summit. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
The White House is urging the Senate to pass a bill that would force the sale of TikTok. The bipartisan measure already passed the House. TikTok is owned by a Chinese parent company, ByteDance. And supporters of the bill, including Republican House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Turner, say it would protect the data of TikTok's users in the U.S. But Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna, who represents Silicon Valley and voted against it, says the bill does little to address privacy concerns.
There's so many data brokers who are sending information to China. This law does nothing to them. It does nothing in terms of other social media apps that are collecting data and maybe transferring data.
Speaking there on ABC's This Week. Chicago says it can't afford to shelter migrants anymore. The city started evicting some today, with more than 2,000 people expected to be evicted by the end of the month. Officials say they have nearly 11,000 migrants living in 23 homeless shelters, but those with extenuating circumstances, pregnant people for instance, will be eligible for exemptions. But the situation has aid groups scrambling to find housing. U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory. Dow futures are down a fraction. NASDAQ futures are up about 0.2%. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The semi-autonomous nation of Wales is getting a new leader, marking a landmark moment in the U.K. and Europe. Vicky Barker has more from London.
Vaughan Gething isn't just the first black leader of his governing Labour Party in Wales. He's being hailed the first black leader of any European country.
Today, we turn a page in the book of our nation's history.
With Gething's election, none of the UK's four nations, England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, is now led by a white male, and none belongs to Britain's established religion, Anglicanism. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is a Hindu of Indian descent. Scotland's First Minister, Humza Yousaf, is a Muslim of Pakistani descent, and Northern Ireland is now led by a Catholic woman, Michelle O'Neill. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
At the weekend box office, Kung Fu Panda 4 took the top spot for the second weekend in a row, with an estimated $30 million in ticket sales. The Universal and DreamWorks animation franchise, featuring the voice of Jack Black, has taken in nearly $2 billion at the box office since the franchise launched in 2008. In second place, Dune Part 2, with $29 million. The sequel has made $205 million domestically. Asian markets are trading in mixed territory at this hour. The Nikkei in Japan up 2.1%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is down about 0.2%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.